mulling this over when I happened to notice the shipwreck in Pound's Canto 23. That's the only shipwreck mentioned in the whole 800-page poem, in spite of all the nautical voyages described. Canto 23 also contains the line, "With the sun in a golden bar," which Yeats has inspired his own lines. Sequence is all out of order. What was the idea of that last little gag?
That sick trick is your idea of sport? What goddamn rotten, dirty motherfucker did you do to a man?
Ow! AUM was a product of these scientists at Arisian Liberation Front, and shared by them with the Jams. An extract of hemp boosted with RNA, the learning molecule. It also had small traces of the famous Frisco Speedball, heroin, cocaine, and LSD. The effect seemed to be that the heroin stilled anxiety, the RNA stimulated creativity, the hemp and acid opened the mind to joy, and the cocaine was there to fit the law of fives. The delicate balance created no hallucinations, no sense of high, just a sudden spurt in what Agbar Chalene liked to call constructive gullibility.
James Joyce had five letters in both his front name and his hind name, so he was worth looking into. I wonder how he emphasized that. One of them coincidences, or one of them coincidences.
Energy can neither be created nor destroyed,
said Agbard.
Death itself is an illusion.
These people are talking like some of the Zen students and acid mystics George had known. If I could feel that way, he thought, I wouldn't be such a goddamn coward. Howard and Agbard must be enlightened. I've got to become enlightened. I can't stand living this way anymore. Whatever it took, this is the answer. George had tried acid already and he knew that while the experience might be wholly remarkable, for him, it left little residue in terms of changed attitudes or behaviour.
If the keys to given away, alone, alas, a love, a long, why, then the mushrooms come up during the night. Look, acres of roots and pastures, dumb and damp, dim and dime, and in capital parts for Olympics to pry it. Steady on, Colossus, mind your stride or you'll knock while I'm dodging the dustbin. Look what I found, a little pea, and look at here, this curry wee seed. Pretty mites, my sweet things, was they poor loves abandoned by whole a widey world? Neighbor lots for Newtown, the Ebla Magna, you be hazy held, looming up out of Dubliness. But the still summer sitter, I've lapped so long, as you said, it's fair.
Consciousness is present in the living body, even while it is apparently unconscious. Unconsciousness is not the absence of consciousness, but its temporary immobility.
First, it turns out they can detect me when they shouldn't have equipment good enough to do that. Have small craft in the vicinity. They've got the Zvak herself coming after me,
He was back in real time again. But the word had quotes round it in his mind now. And it always would.
From each equinoctial point of view, the one fellow's fetch being the other fellow's person, that is to see flying cushions out of his overall and making presses amongst his forces on the field. Aye, aye, when the prisoner soaked and methylated appeared in dry dock.
What for the dog? You dance with your partner around the floor, you're trying to shake. Bend the knee or the truth, they tell you lots of fun at Vegas Wake. What for the dog? You dance with your partner around the floor.
It's a dreadfully long monster of a book.
Our blood says pettishly.
And I certainly won't have time to read it, but I'm giving it a thorough skimming. The authors are utterly incompetent, no sense of style or structure at all. It starts out as a detective story, switches to science fiction, then goes off into supernatural, and is full of the most detailed information of dozens of ghastly, boring subjects. And the time sequence is all out of order in a very pretentious imitation of Faulkner and Joyce. Worse yet, it has the most raunchy sex scenes thrown in just to make it sell, I'm sure. And the authors, whom I've never heard of, have the supreme bad taste to introduce real political figures into this mishmash and pretend to be exposing a real conspiracy. You can be sure I won't waste time reading such rubbish, but I'll have a perfect devastating review ready for you by tomorrow noon.
Toe freaks are a splinter within a splinter. They're microscopic.